Oh, like, well, okay. Or to me, it's
Give up.
his it's his it's his utmost, it's his limit. 2 miles is the, using some form of far, it's the, would you say it's the farthest or the furthest, or how would you say that?
Said far, the farthest.
All right. If something belongs to me, you would say it's
Yours.
and if it belonged to both of us, it's,
What are yours?
well, using just one word, it's
Yours.
belongs to both of us, it's,
Both of us.
well, you would say, if it belongs to him, it's,
His.
and if it belongs to her, it's,
Hers.
and if it belongs to them, it's,
Them.
it's, if it belongs to two of them, it's,
Her, him.
it's theirs.
Yeah.
And say, how do you say that?
Theirs.
All right, and to get back to, if it belongs to the two of us, it's, would you say ours?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Ours.
All right. Let's see. If people have been to visit you and they're about to leave and you want them to come back, you'd say, now,
Come back.
would you address them in any way? Would you say something to them?
I say, come back to see me when you can.
All right. Would you ever say y'all or you all?
Yeah, you all.
You would say that. Suppose it was something that belonged to them, like their car. Would you ever say you all's car?
Y'all's car, I say.
All right. And if you were asking about a people at a party and you wanted to know the names of the people who'd been there, how would you say that?
I say, who all was at the party?
And if there were some children and you wanted to know who the parents were, you might ask, blank children are they?
Whose children are they?
Would you ever say who all's children?
I just say, whose children are they?
Okay. And if you wanted to know what a speaker had said, you wanted to know all the things he said, you might ask,
What did it say?
would you ever say, what all did he say? How would you say that?
What all did he say?
All right. If nobody else will look out for them, they've got to look out for
yourself.
And if no one will do it for him, he's got to do it
for himself.
all right. And what is made of flour and baked in a loaf?
Bread.
All right. And what different types of bread might you have?
Well, bread is wheat is flour.
What kind of bread, though?
Light bread, biscuit, cornbread.
What are some other things you might make of cornmeal?
Well, you just make corn cakes or corn sticks or hoe cakes or.
Well, what are hoe cakes?
The little things you put in a pan.
You cook them on top of the stove? How about, well, what are corn cakes then?
Corn cakes, that's what they call them. They bake them in a stove sometimes. Put it in a pan and bake it in a stove, that's a corn cake.
Is it like a hoe cake, but you cook it in the stove? Did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a little bowl. A drop of grease.
You fry it? And what do you call that?
What'd you call it?
I said corn dodger.
Corn dodger, that's what it is.
All right, did you ever hear that called a hush puppy?
Yeah, hush puppies are the corn dodgers.
Are they the same thing?
Yeah, but some of them got like onions.
Would it be a hush puppy if it had onion? Okay. Suppose you, did you ever make anything out of cornmeal that you might cook with greens?
Yeah, hoe cakes, hoes, or bake it in the stove.
Well, would you ever make dumplings out of cornmeal?
I have.
Some people do, apparently. I've never seen that.
I never seen a corn dumpling either.
No, I never have. Oh, let's see. There are two kinds of bread.
These poles that you make out of, right? About that way. My grandma used to make poles. And some of them she just put it out in the baker and bake it in the stove. And some of them she'd make hoe cakes out of.
What's a baker?
A baker is a pan you cook biscuits in.
Is that what you cook with on the fireplace, or do you put that in the stove?
In the stove.